And we're going to be looking at this passage which Ariane has just read so brilliantly for us. So if you've got a Bible or a phone, feel free to keep that open in front of you as we go through it together. But before we get stuck into the passage, I'm just interested to know, hands up any teachers or children, teenagers who went back to school this week? Okay, that's quite a few. Hands up if you start back quite late, so you haven't been back yet, but you're going back tomorrow. Anyone going back tomorrow? Oh, a couple of late starters. Now, next question, hands up if you felt excited to go back to school this week. Slightly less hands, but still some hands. And hands up if you felt maybe a little bit nervous about going back to school this week. Okay, not really many people. That's good. That's good. Now, I was thinking about going back to school. It's a long time since I've been at school. But I was thinking about the day or the couple of days before you start again and how you're keen to get everything ready that you're going to need for when you start up again. So what I've done is I've packed up my old school bag with some things that you would probably need as you head back to school. And we're going to have a little game. We're going to have a little competition. We're going to do this side of the room against this side of the room. And what you are going to do is you're going to try and guess what it is that I've got in my school bag. Okay? So you're thinking of the essentials, you know, the things that you will need when you go to school. Okay, so we've got some hands at the front here. So we start on this side. What do you think I've got in my bag? Water bottle. Let's have a little look and see. We have got a water bottle. Fantastic. It's a good start. Okay, let's come over to give this side of the room a chance. What do you think? Lunchbox. Let's have a little look. Have got my lunchbox. Okay, we're doing well. This is good. Okay, next, what do you think? Pencil case. I've got my pencil case. Okay, brilliant. We're on a roll here. I think how many we've got? We've got three or four more things in there. Okay, back over to this side. Yes. Exercise book. Tell you what, it's like you guys have had a peek already. Got my exercise book. Brilliant. There we go. 4 for 4. Can we... Somebody else from this side? Adults, feel free to get involved as well if you'd like to. What's that? Another book, well, I've got, it's close enough, that's kind of a notebook, reading book, brilliant. Okay, anything else that you think that's what you might need at school? I can't even remember what I've got. Oh, there's something in the front pocket as well. Anyone want to have a guess?
A ruler?
A ruler. Have got a ruler. It's got a little Bible verse on the front as well. Brilliant. Now, there's one more thing. One more thing. Go on, then. Not a rubber. Well, I've got a rubber in my pencil case, so you're kind of right there. Anyone want to have a guess? Not a tissue. I might need those. Not a Bible. That would be great to take to school, though. Come on, Gregory.
Calculator.
Got my calculator. Fantastic. So, lots of things that I might need as I head back to school. Well, I'm not actually going back to school. I'm 30 years old. But now I just need one more volunteer to come, because you might not be able to see it from where you're sitting, but there's something that's written on each of these items. Somebody to just come and read what it is that I've got written down on here. Yeah, do you want to come and read? And just, it's the same thing that's written on all of them. So can you just read it out?
What does it say?
Charlie.
What is it on all of them?
It says Charlie on all of them. Brilliant. You can go and sit down. Thank you so much for your help. It says Charlie on all of these things. Now, you might do the same with your things that you take to school. You write your name on them, and you do that because they belong to you. And so other people can look at these things, and they know exactly who these things belong to. And particularly, if I were to lose these things, someone would pick it up, they would see the name Charlie written on it, and they would know, this belongs to me. Now, as we look at our passage in John chapter 10 today, what we're going to see is that it's like Jesus does the same thing with us. It's like he writes his name on us because we belong to him. Now, we just need to stop at this point and just think about how amazing that is. Jesus is the one through whom everything in the world was created. He says to us, you belong to me. If we choose to follow Jesus and trust him, he says, you are mine. Now that is an amazing truth. And how can that be possible? Well, it's only possible because of what Jesus has done for us. The first verse that was read out for us John chapter 10, verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And then Jesus goes on to talk about the hired hand. That's the person who looks after the sheep, but maybe doesn't care for the sheep too much. And so when danger comes, when the wolf attacks, this person just runs away and leaves the sheep in danger. But Jesus is the good shepherd. He's the one that stands in the way and protects us from danger. And what is the danger that we are protected from? Well, Jesus came to save us from sin and save us from death. Sin, that attitude in our hearts that wants to reject God and do what we want to do. Sin leads to being separated from God, not just now, but forever. But Jesus came, the good shepherd, and laid down his life so that we could be saved and so that we don't have to be separated from God. Jesus has taken the punishment for our sin so we can be close to God. We can belong to him so that God can look at us and say, you are mine. You belong to me. We heard it read for us. Verse 14, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Jesus knows us. He loves us. He cares about us. If we're following him, we are his sheep. He says, you are mine. I know you. Now that's amazing. Maybe you are feeling a little bit nervous about the start of a new term. Maybe there's things in your life that are causing you to feel a little bit weighed down or worried. Maybe that's something that's happening at work or challenges in a relationship. We can find safety and security and peace in the knowledge that Jesus calls us his own. Jesus says, you are mine, you belong to me, I'm keeping you with me, and nothing can get in the way of that. That is an amazing truth that Jesus declares for anyone who is following him. That's the way that God has made us to live. God has made us to follow Jesus. That's the purpose that he has for our lives. It starts with following him. Take these things that we've just taken out of my school bag. Now, all of these things are in my school bag because I have a purpose for them. There is a reason that they are in my bag. But if I took the calculator, for example, and tried to make a phone call on it, how do you think that's going to go? Probably not so good, okay? If I took the ruler and I thought I'm going to stand on it and try and use it as like a snowboard or a skateboard, how do you think that's going to go? Probably not so good, because that's not what these things were made to do. They were made for a different purpose. And for each of us, God has made us with a purpose, and his purpose for us is to follow Jesus. We weren't made to live life on our own, thinking that we can just do our own thing. We were made to be followers. We were made to be sheep who follow the good shepherd. And so when we're not doing that, when we're not following Jesus, we're not living the way that he has made us to live. We're not doing what we were created to do. We were designed to be sheep who follow Jesus, who follow the good shepherd. So, are you following the good shepherd? That's a question that we should all be asking. If you are here this morning and you are not a follower of Jesus, you can make that decision today. For the first time, you can say, yes, I want to follow Jesus. So if you want to make that decision, grab somebody from you know from church, pray with them, get them to pray with you. Say, I want to declare that I want to be a sheep who follows the shepherd. What does a shepherd do for his sheep? Well, Jesus takes care of us. He provides for us. He leads us. He guides us. And Jesus said, just in the verse before the passage that we've heard, Jesus says this, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. That's what Jesus offers to all of us. If we would choose to trust and follow him, he brings us life in all of its fullness, life the way that it was made to be lived. We can know the joy that comes from following Jesus and Jesus saying to us, you are mine. You belong to me. Now, when Jesus says that he brings life to the full, does that mean that everything's going to go well for us all the time? No, of course it doesn't. But it does mean that whatever circumstances we face in our life, good things, bad things, we can know peace, joy, safety, security, that we belong to the God who created the whole universe. That the one who has power over all things says that you are mine. You belong to me. That's what Jesus says to us. Whatever we face in life, we can do it knowing that we belong to Jesus. Maybe you think, I'm not worthy to belong to Jesus. Maybe you think, well, I've just messed up too many times. I'm not good enough. Jesus wouldn't want anything to do with me. God wants you so much that Jesus laid down his life for you. That's how much God wants you to know that you belong to him, that he would send his son to die so that you could be welcomed into his family. God wants you so much. It's not about how much stuff we've done wrong. It's about how much Jesus has done for us. There's no amount of sins which is too much. There's no distance too far away that we could walk from God that he wouldn't want to call us back, that he wouldn't want to say, come and be my sheep and follow the good shepherd. So for all of us, whether we've never decided to follow Jesus, whether we've been following Jesus for a day or a week or a year or 10 years or 50 years, we can pray that God would reignite that joy in our hearts of knowing that we are his sheep. He is our shepherd and we belong to him. We are safe. We have a home. Jesus is our good shepherd and he wants to say, follow me, trust in me, I'll keep you safe. I've died for you, I've finished that task, the work is done, you are saved and forgiven. Now carry on following me and know joy because you can say, I belong to Jesus. So let's pray together. Father, we just thank you for Jesus, our good shepherd. Thank you that Jesus came and laid down his life for us, to make it possible that we could know God, not just for now, but for eternity. And that we could say we belong to him. Thank you that Jesus has made it possible to be saved and forgiven. So please help us, Lord, to know joy in our hearts as we follow him and as we belong to him. Please give us peace, safety, whatever we're facing, Lord, in knowing that Jesus says to us, you are mine. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.